Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, Earth audience. The following podcast is nothing to take seriously. It's simply a group of bored humans playing pretend. But it is part of the Crotch Weasel, rather the Earwolf Network. And against all reason, it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. Send your care packages to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Kneecap, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And the good people at Cards Against Humanity will drive your package over to the Burger King and shove it through the dimensional portal for Arnie Chunt and Usador to enjoy. And now, who wants some made-up scenarios?
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Kneecap. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A little over a year and some stuff ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I still get a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think, through the dimensional portal from the Burger King, and I use that to record a podcast that I host every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my dear, dear friends.
Hi, I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fiengyalak. The dwarves know me as Zodin of Extanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. Oh, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Oh, but Arnold, despite all my great powers, despite my magical might, my untold secret gifts, I can do nothing for our other co-host.
Oh, Slippery, I know. Things are looking a little bleak. We're also joined, as always, by my co-host Chunt, the talking badger.
Bing bong.
King of the badgers.
Bing
shapeshifter.
Bong.
Chunt, I gotta say, you're not looking good.
Yeah, I don't want to be a stick arm in the mud, but I'm not feeling great.
Listen to him trying to be chipper.
Yeah,
with his binging and his bogging.
You know, I have to recognize, guys, you know, life has me above an oven, and I'm going to try and make the best of my final days, hours, minutes I have. And I want to let you know that I did bring for you now. It was very hard to write with one arm, but I did bring for you my last will and test statement.
Last will and test statement?
Yes, I wrote out my will. Who gets what? Usador gets Chuchu's chow.
Yes.
Okay. You get my home, Arnie.
Oh.
But all my possessions in the home go to Pimbly Nimblebottom. Mm. So you'd have to
So it's just like a dirt hole in the ground, basically.
Yeah, but it's a starting point.
It's a starting point. Absolutely. It's a starter home.
Let me see this test statement. You got a 7 out of 10.
Wow, that's pretty good. Is that like a?
Usually, do you do that? Wait until after they're dead to give them their score?
No, I want to know the score.
You want to know your score before you die.
Before you die, you want to know the score.
Sure. But you know what? I gotta say, like, I've been trying to be very optimistic, Chunt, about your chances of surviving. But you just, like, all your color is drained. Like, I don't even know how that happened with your fur. Like, your fur, you're almost black. Well, you are black and white, but even the color of the black and white is gone.
Bing bong, the Chun is dead.
Oh,
you're dying at least.
I've traveled from one end of this land to the other, and to no avail have I been able to help thee. So let me give you this gift. I brought a pillow.
Aww.
Allow me to smother you here.
No, Usador.
Thank you so much. What a good friend.
No, Usador.
What?
No. First of all, I still think, I mean, even if we only have minutes, maybe we can figure out a way to reverse this curse.
Why would I not want to end my life being smothered by someone I consider close as a brother?
Yes.
Smother me, brother.
No. Hey, look, actually, I almost forgot. Look, this week, I went back out to my car that's in McChinkleshane Forest. I dug through it, just seeing if I could find anything, and it was just full of junk and stuff from my life. And I found this tiny little baby booty. I found this little. It's sort of painted a gold color. Like it's a gold baby booty.
Oh, Chunt is going to die, and Arnold's life is nothing but junk.
That was a great story, Arnie. Well,
No. There's a point.
What?
There's a point to all this, right? So before, remember that I had that dream that said if we could collect a cow as wide as milk.
Don't sing it.
Okay, a cow as wide as milk.
Nobody else needs to die.
A cape as red as blood, hair as yellow as corn, and a slipper as pure as gold. We now have all of the things.
I mean, that's great, but I've already filled my fur full of stones, and I'm just going to walk into the lake.
No, why are you? I was wondering, you looked heavier.
Thank you.
Rude.
Yes.
Rude.
Just collecting? You've been collecting stones?
You're not looking so hot yourself there.
No, I know. I wouldn't need those stones to just sink into the lake.
I wrote you a little poem before I die. I just want to read you this poem.
Yeah, I'd love
to
hear
very
it.
Very quick.
Okay.
Arnie Niekamp. Mm-hmm. Tain't so bad. Best damn friend I ever had.
Oh.
And it's Arnie Niekamp, comma, tain't so bad.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But
and there's a lot
of
stink lines. I see you drew stink lines coming.
You are the best friend I ever had.
You're the best friend I ever had. It's been a weird passive-aggressive back and forth, but I love you, Choo-Choo.
Has it? It has.
Look, okay. Look, I have this slipper. I have this hair that I got from that dude. I have this red cape that I got from Melchior, the keeper of the Doomhorn that blows at the end of the world. And I have this slipper, which isn't gold, but you know what? Maybe, like, the fact that it's from my daughter will make it... And it is gold. It's a slipper as pure as gold. I'm just going to... I got to lift this dead cow up on the table. I'm just going to shove these things together.
Yeah.
And maybe something will happen. It's worth a try. It's worth a try.
Let me focus all of the mystical energies in the room around this pile so that they may coalesce into a single form.
Cow.
Yes, Jen, Theth, Conan, Traith.
I sort of thought...
Bing!
Oh!
At last, I am free of my prison of the astral plane.
Oh!
How wonderful! We have conjured a man of some sort.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Dorian DeVille be my name.
Dorian DeVille?
Indeed. I was the former court jester to Bruce the Sky God.
Ooh.
Banished though I was.
Uh-huh.
To the astral plane, and now here I appear before thee. You have completed your list for me.
Yeah, so did you... was this information somehow implanted in my head to bring you forth?
It was indeed. Ooh. It was indeed implanted in your mind. I must tell you that the hole that the memory gremlin left in your mind is big enough for many to pass through.
Oh.
I suspect that hole was already there, but tell us, Dorian. What for were you banished?
To be honest with you, as the jester, I was playing many a prank, and I took Arno the Warrior's loincloth and put it into a freeze. And then when he put it on, did he ever shrivel and was uncomfortable.
That's great. That is
the
great.
The old frozen loincloth.
Classic. What's done is done. What's
His
done
father
done.
Was so angry that I was banished to the astral plane. And I must tell you that you, Gasmuenus, are the one that led me here. Your pillow talk to that lovely Genlevia on the astral plane is what has led me here.
Oh, the beautiful Genlevia. Oh, disfigured as she is. And so lovely.
Disfigured as she is?
Yes.
Genlevia?
Well established. Oh, how I do love her. Beautiful red wizard. Oh, I love meeting her on the astral plane. And though she will not meet me in real life, meeting her there and having wonderful little butterfly kisses as she doth run away from me and I do chase each other around. It's sort of a playful... It's fun.
Usador, if you only meet her on the astral plane, is it possible you're being catfished?
What?
Is it possible that someone else is, like, astrally...
That there's a catfish in the astral plane?
Well, is it possible that someone is astrally projecting as Genlevia?
I suppose so, but what do catfish have to do with it?
On Earth, it's an innocent expression when someone pretends to be someone else.
An innocent expression?
I mean, I guess it's not.
So, like, when you say that you're a young, hip dude, you're catfishing us?
sort of, yes.
Now I understand.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm sorry, so Dorian DeVille.
Yes.
I've summoned you back.
I have summoned myself here.
Oh.
So to speak.
So, you're not just here to do my bidding?
I am not.
Oh.
Are you in need of bidding be done?
I am in need of bidding be done.
Well, while you guys talk about it, Yusor, go ahead and just put that pillow
No.
Let me just grab this pillow.
No. Maybe.
Of course I am aware of the predicament that your companion Chunt is in. He nearly looks like a dead animal now with a stick for an arm and nearly all the color out of his fur.
Yeah. Oh, look. A starling landed on my stick arm.
You son of a bitch.
Hey. Oh, the bird.
Oh, sorry. I just hate starlings so much.
Oh.
But you must know that I myself am also in quest of something that you can help me with.
Oh.
Now,
so
I know
many quests.
That you need a curse reversed. Or,
yes.
Or was it a three-peat repeated?
I need a curse. I think it's a curse reverse.
Excellent. That I can do. Chunt, cursed though he may be by, I believe, a magic coin.
Yeah.
Found in the forest, all of which I glean from your ever-open head.
Yeah. My head is... my head really that open? Is it still, like...
It is quite open. A memory gremlin can make a lot of damage.
Uh-huh. Is that why I'm so bad at math now?
No.
No, just always...
Yeah, that was before that.
Always bad. Yeah. Always bad.
But I can reverse this curse.
Okay.
I must put you through a series of challenges to make sure that you're up to it. And then you must exchange for me the curse reversal, something I very much need. I have a need for an Earth person's consent for something.
Boo.
That is the last in my list. The list that for you was a cow as white as milk, and a slipper as pure as gold, a cape as red as blood, and hair as yellow as corn. The last item in mine is an Earthman's consent. The only Earthman I'm aware of in this area is Andre the Giant, and his will cannot be bent.
Yeah.
You must be careful here, Arnold. There's a saying in Foon. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, but then I might ask you for something else that you weren't really expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, hey, I have an idea. He said he needs your consent. What if you gave him a prisoner's aroma? That's consent.
Consent.
I don't know if
let's trick this guy.
I don't think we can pun our way out of this one.
Well, then I'm screwed.
We accept the challenge.
Okay, we accept the challenge. I give you my consent.
I must know if you're fit for my series of challenges.
Right. How will you know?
I must know if Arnie's hand is bigger than his face.
All right.
Just place your hand over your face.
My hand.
Oh,
God damn it.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Now I can die happy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's bleeding. He's bleeding.
Yes. If your hand is bigger than your face, you're ready to face a challenge.
Oh, I'm going to need some rooster feet and three more ales. This is going to be a good night.
Excellent. Rooster's feet is what will lead us to our next challenge.
Okay. So I think my hand is bigger than my face.
Yes, that was a ruse.
Oh.
He just wanted to hit you with your hand in the face.
Okay.
That was the whole point.
Oh. Okay, what's the...
But wait, you really feel like it is? Put it up there again.
Let me see. God damn it.
Two for two.
Good work, Chuck. Oh,
thank you. I pushed my little stick right into his hands.
Ah, good heavens.
Okay. First task completed?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You have mastered the first task. Now the second
has
to do with this freshly arrived batch of rooster's feet.
Okay.
I have upon my person a hot sauce.
Okay.
Created from spectral peppers.
Spectral peppers?
It is the hottest sauce I myself have ever tasted.
Oh, boy. Have you tasted a lot of hot sauces?
Not in particular.
So it could be not. It could be. Hey, if I'm thinking positively, maybe it's not that bad.
I'm sure it will be fine.
Yeah. I will douse this rooster's foot in this spectral hot sauce, and you must eat it.
Okay.
It appears to be glowing green. That's not a good sign.
I do have some acid reflux issues, so hot sauce doesn't...
Well, mayhap then, we can just end this all now, and I shall return to the astral plane and chuck.
No. I mean, I can have a sleepless night of GERD, and it'll be fine if it keeps Chun alive. All right, let me see these rooster's feet.
Here you are.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh.
Hot enough for you?
Oh, God. Can I get something to drink? Can I get something to drink?
Of course. Some more ale for Arnie. Yes.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant.
I don't understand why people make condiments like this.
Yeah, it's too much. This is not enjoyable. This is going to not be enjoyable for
anybody.
I don't
like it when it's just hot.
Right.
I like it to have flavor.
Right.
If it's just heat, yeah. Then what's the point?
Does anybody else want to try this?
It's like torture at that point.
Does anybody else want to try this?
No,
oh,
like
I'm good.
It's really bad, but I feel like someone needs to share this experience
with
me.
Fine, I'll have it.
Here.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Here, let me grab one.
That's not bad.
It's pretty mild.
Okay.
Of course, I have a wizard's constitution and Chance is a badger, so... these things affect us differently, obviously.
God, my eyes are crying from these last two challenges.
It's not that we think that you're weak. It isn't that.
It may indeed be that an Earth person's constitution is just different from those.
Yeah,
it
could be.
They seem very bad.
It occurs to me that I shouldn't have done these challenges. Like, we could have collectively... All right, no, okay. Are we getting close?
Is but one... more challenge.
Challenge the third!
Challenge night.
Well, you know what? Quick, let's take a... I do have to wash some of this out, though. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get to the third challenge to save Chunt's life.
Arnie, do you want to put your hand up to your face and wipe away your tears there?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Damn it. Boom, baby.
I am trying to save you. I am trying to save you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, we're back with Dorian, the former court jester, to
Dorian
Bruce.
Dorian DeVille, yes.
To Bruce the Sky God.
Yes, almighty Bruce.
Bruce.
Okay, so we have another challenge to save Chunt's life.
That's correct.
These have been unpleasant, I've got to say.
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah, we can bow out. Let's do a challenge that I'll create. Let's see how long I can breathe with a pillow over my face.
No, Chunt, you are way too...
Chunt,
why are you so eager to just die?
No, I just want to die. I feel like it's... most likely I'm going to die, and I want to die on my own terms.
I understand where Chunt is coming from, though. He's come to a place of acceptance, and now this last-minute hope might actually break his heart more than anything else. Arnold, if you fail...
I'm not going to fail.
I fear Chunt may never be the same.
I'm not going to fail.
Also, to be honest,
you might
I'm really bummed at that 7 out of 10 on my test taking.
I'm so sorry.
Did I misspell a word, or did I use the wrong...
It's the matrices that messes everybody up. It's the math part. It's always the math part.
Oh, math is hard. Okay, so all right.
Speaking of hard,
I don't like the
Arnie,
sound of this.
You must complete one atomic sit-up.
All right, so I'm not sure if I can complete a sit-up.
This is no ordinary sit-up. This is an atomic.
Is it an easier
sit-up?
Sit-up.
It is a sit-up done by most Toms here in Foon.
Okay.
You must lie on your back.
All right.
And I shall cover you with this. Your face with this bar napkin. And the immense pressure of the bar napkin will make it nearly impossible for you to do a single sit-up.
The immense pressure of the bar napkin?
Do you not believe me?
I ne'er knew bar napkins had such great power.
Okay, I mean, all right, this is... If
there
I got
a vast difference.
Lay down, lay down.
Okay.
There we are. Yeah, just for practices, go ahead and do one sit-up by itself.
I have to do a practice sit-up?
Oh, please don't. I don't think there's any coming back from that.
The show is only so long.
I've been working on my crunches. All
right. Very good.
His veins are really popping out there.
It's almost as if his hand is bigger than his face.
And now
this is really working up this acid reflux from before.
Here, let me lay this bar napkin upon your face. Now try to do the atomic sit-up.
Okay.
And Arnie, you can't see this, but on the back of the napkin, he wrote, "You will fail."
Oh.
So that's the pressure. The pressure's on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You sat right up into my butt crack.
Oh, God.
Boom.
God damn it. God damn it. What?
Arnold. I'm sensing a pattern.
Are these the kind of challenges that normally happen to reverse a
Arnie,
curse?
Arnie, real quick, I gotta say, I love this guy.
What?
He's a trickster. A jester to an almighty god.
He doesn't seem like a trickster. He seems real low-key.
It's very true. He's only going to humiliate you. A little humiliation to save Chunt's life. You must tarry on.
Tarry on?
Carry on. I don't care. Tarry forward. Tarry... Tally-ho!
Tally-ho, indeed. Your challenges are complete.
My challenges are complete?
There is but one more thing that I require.
Oh.
You must understand, as I mentioned before...
He's not going to understand.
Chunt's curse cannot just disappear within the ether. Someone else here in Foon will absorb that curse and expire immediately. With no breaks, no choices, it could be anyone here in this land of Foon.
Let's give it to Chris. Chris must take on my curse.
Can we decide who to give the curse to? Like, we could give it to the Dark Lord and we could solve Usador's quest.
Unfortunately, that is not part of it. It could be any person. It could be any man, woman, child, or being within this land. And you must, unfortunately, take Chunt's curse and bestow it on someone unsuspecting.
Ooh, I gotta say, I'd be comfortable giving it to a child, but a man or woman, I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm just gonna die. I don't wanna
Chunt, this is your decision to make.
It is Arnie's decision to make. My apologies, my dear friend.
Really?
Yes, you must understand that I need his consent to complete my quest.
Oh, the guilt of this then would lie on your shoulders.
Okay.
So, Chunt, you'll be fine.
I can live with that.
You'll be cool.
I feel like, I really want to save you, Chunt, but you're really making me question it. Look, this is obviously like a serious moral quandary, right? Like, I would be responsible for someone's death.
Yeah.
If I know enough about what's in your mind, someone else's death, be it by agitating some sort of barbarian in this very tavern or by some other means, you've been responsible for plenty of death.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. Guys, there's a caterpillar on my arm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Life is beautiful. Life finds a way.
I see you have to save Chunt.
Chunt, I love you.
I love you.
I want you to tell me one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to say, I want to live. I don't believe this bullshit about you being ready to die. I just think that you don't want to... I think you don't want to give into it.
But I have the pillow if you need it.
Stop trying to die cool. Stop trying to die cool, Chunt.
Oh, this is just like when my friend, the witch Sophie, had to choose between...
Sophie's choice?
What?
What did she have to choose between?
She had to choose between Rooster's Feet or Spiced Potatoes when I took her out on a date.
Oh, my.
What are you talking about?
It just seems like a hard choice.
It does seem like a hard choice.
Oh, it was a hard choice. Yeah, Sophie had a terrible time making that choice. But in the end, she went with Spiced Potatoes.
I mean, they're both terrible.
Here's what I'll say. I don't like this, but because you're my friend, I would like to live in order to help you get home.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Choo Choo. I feel bad, but you know what? If it's some random person that we don't know is just going to die and it saves Chunt's life... let's do it. I agree.
The choice is made. Your quest is complete. My quest is complete. Chunt, you will find that your arm has regenerated.
Whoa.
I think that caterpillar's inside my arm.
No. Oh, no.
The once and future king of the badgers is restored, curse free.
Boom, baby. Did we complete Usador's quest, too?
No. Does Usador have a quest? I've only been inside of Arnie's mind find anything about it.
Wait, I don't think about it that much.
You don't think about quest to defeat the Dark Lord of Foon?
I try to block it out, honestly.
Speaking of which, honestly, I could have traded all this for a lunar sword had he completed any of these quests.
Really?
So far, but it wasn't too terribly bad. Come on now.
No, I feel like I got some crack stank on my nose.
You probably do. I've been in the astral plane. There's not a shower for anywhere.
Guys, I feel great. Do I look okay?
You look great. Your color's back.
Get up on the table and I'm gonna do a little
shuffle,
baby.
Yeah,
I'm back, baby.
Yay, Chunt. Are you
happy?
Admit it, you're happy to be alive.
I'm happy to be alive. I've never felt more alive.
How do you manage to so fragrantly display those buttholes when you dance flagrantly?
Because I have no shame.
I'm loving it.
What?
No, never mind. Earth people are I'm torn on this one.
Dorian, what shall become of you now?
I shall return to the northeast, for I shall try to take my place at Titania's side.
Take your place at Titania's side?
Yes, now that Albane Belroth has been killed!
Wait, what? Oh,
yes,
no.
Chunt's curse caused a split in the heart of Albane Belroth. He died instantly, and now I can make my moves on Titania.
Oh, that good King Albane. Oh, so many people will try to get with Titania now.
So many people behind this guy.
So many behind this guy.
Yes, yeah. You haven't any idea how jealous I was of Bruce when he was able to manifest himself into Albane and then beget Arnor the Warrior.
But the king, the good King Albane, kind and wise ruler of the Northeast, is gone.
Oh, I don't feel good that we killed Tom's dad.
Oh, Arnold, how could you do this?
Oh, great, I killed... Yeah, this is your fault.
Yes, thank you so very much. I shall shortly make my way to the northeast and right into that bedchamber where I so rightly belong.
He flew right up into the rafters.
Where did he go? He's gone.
He'll I can still me. Smell him, although maybe that's just on my nose. Oh, man, I killed the king of the northeast.
Bing right. Bong, the king is dead.
Well, I guess we could try to cheer ourselves up by opening some of these packages that people have been shoving through the rift behind the Burger King.
Oh, yes, me first.
While he's doing that, can I say we should probably give you a new nickname, maybe like King Killer or King Slayer.
No,
are those taken?
No. Look, guys, first of all, let's keep this information to ourselves. Let's not, like maybe no one will, maybe people will just think that the king died of a heart attack, and maybe there's no reason they need to know. There's no reason they need to know.
I already told that starling.
And told the bird?
Yeah.
To be fair, Dorian is also a trickster, so
maybe
perhaps these
lying.
Things are unrelated.
Yeah.
I think for our own safety, we should just go with that.
Yeah, we also don't know for sure he's dead.
Yeah.
If he's a trickster, he could just be saying that.
Yeah.
Very true.
Let's be positive. Let's enjoy these packages that people sent us.
Well, let's enjoy these packages.
I received some sort of letter card from a Shannon Herbert. And there's a picture of a man in the top right corner. Who is that?
That is a young Elvis.
Elvis.
He's elfish, so he's not a full elf. He's just elfish.
Sort of, yeah.
The front is a picture of a dog with a tiny duck on its head.
Ooh, give it here.
And then inside it says... Hello, Arnie and Chunt and Usador. I know it must be tough to be so far away from your family in a strange land, but you've adapted amazingly well. Of course, it always helps to have great friends, or goon companions, as it were. I'm writing to tell you to stay strong and keep hope alive that you will return home while artfully tying up an ever-increasing number of plot threads. Ah, yes, P.S. Usador is dope as hell. Can I ask you by what name the ladies know him by? Then in a printed, it says, when life hands you troubles, just keep making bubbles.
Keep when on... life hands you troubles, just keep making bubbles.
Keep on trucking, Shannon. Well, the ladies, of course, know me as Usador the Blue, but they don't want to let me stay blue for too long, if you know what I mean.
They like to cheer him up.
That's right.
Okay, here, let me see. I got, some package here. It's to Chunt from the Baird family, and it just says...
Don't touch my package. If that's to Chunt, that's my
package. Let me reach into your package. No. It just says, yeah, baby. And it's a shirt.
Ooh, another shirt for
me. It's a black t-shirt that says, very colorfully says, I have two buttholes.
Yeah, baby.
All right. There
Loud
you go.
Loud and proud.
A new shirt. Just so everybody that sees you will know.
Wonderful.
Put this on over my other shirt. Oh, yeah, baby.
Looks good. Looks
very good. Very good.
I have two buttholes. Man.
Now I have two shirts for both my buttholes.
Yeah.
Hurry, Chant. Open yours.
So let's see here. I have a package, a very heavy package. This is from Colin and Rebecca. Roaminglocal.co. It says, hello, Arnie, Usador, and Chunt. We figured Arnie might be getting tired of spiced potatoes and fried fox face, so we wanted to send him some earth food from Austin.
Oh, from Austin.
Is that a person, Austin?
It's a great city in an okay state.
All right, you heard it here first. We run a subscription food box that chooses one city per box and ships out the best pantry items from that city. We would love to do a future box around the food in Hog's Face. Can you guys list your favorite six items that are made there?
Oh,
thanks.
Boy.
And again, that's from Colin and Becca at roaminglocal.co. Oh, also here at the bottom it says, your listeners can get their first box for only $35 with code Chunts Up With That. So
yes, we
I just accidentally read a promotion.
Sneakily spawned. Sneakily.
We don't pre-read these, so follow suit, listeners, yeah. If you want us to promote something.
Lesson learned. I have another package here from Gwen Gilpin of Columbia, Missouri.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yes, we're here. There's a letter on top, and there's things inside. Hi, fellas. Just a little care package of the best dollar store items I could find. For Arnie, a book of Sudoku. Puzzles to help keep your wits sharp on the quest for the lunar sword and to help you with your math skills. For Chunt, a tiny horse. Sorry for the lack of top hat and buttholes. For Usador, a deck of magical cards. I'm not sure what kind of magic they contain, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. For everyone, bubblegum. Mm. You might have to explain this one, Arnie. And a package of fruit confusion. Just because I want to hear Usador yell, "Fruit confusion!" very loudly.
Fruit confusion!
Fruit confusion!
Your Earth friend, Gwen. Yes, and all the things she has mentioned are in here. Just as promised. Magic, black, deck, all blank, toot, veed. This appears to be in multiple languages, some of which are unfamiliar to mine eyes. But oh, I shall learn every single word of this mysterious and unknown language. And when I unlock its secrets, I shall have more power than ever before. And a book of Sudoku.
Ooh. Wow, these are amazing gifts.
Thank you to all the people that have been sending these gifts and having them shoved through the dimensional portal. It really cheers me up and makes me forget about some of the choices we've made.
Are the choices you're trying to forget the ones that led to the death of King Galabane Belroth?
Yeah.
Well, none of that was real, but Chunt survived. For those of you terrified at the prospect of this podcast without Chunt, just remember it wouldn't have been much different. Chunt the surviving shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai, who can now continue to give us a solid 15% for years to come. Usador was played by Matt Young, no doubt in emotional freefall from the lack of his usual chokehold on people's attention spans for 1 week. Dorian DeVille was played by special guest Zach Thompson. You can see Zach perform at Comedy Sports Chicago and also with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Craig, don't let me have all the fun. Add in your own lackluster mumblings.
Okay, Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And of course, thanks to Earwolf.
Well, so much for my interpretive dance to eulogize Chunt. And I was going to do that thing where you hang upside down from silk ribbons and everything.
I mean, can we do it anyway? I learned all this choreography. No?
Okay.